Hi, gang. Bob Boving here for The Mystery Project with the next installment of Peggy Delaney by James W. Nichols. Peggy has found that having her daughter Amber come from the West Coast to live with her is not the simple pleasure she had anticipated. And the arrival of Amber's friend, Wedge, does a lot more than just add another place at the dinner table. Episode 5 of Peggy Delaney, The Wrong Place, starring Kyra Harper in the title role.
Hello there. You've reached Peggy Delaney, Toronto Tribune. If you have something confidential you want to pass on, just leave your name and number. The walls have ears. I'll get back to you. If you're calling to give me fulsome, unqualified praise for my columns, please feel free. If you're calling to scream at me, fascist, communist, cop-loving, cop-hating, pro-lesbian, anti-lesbian, crypto-Bay Street swamp pig, go for it. After all, this is a quasi-democracy.
Mom, call me. It's important. 653-2817. Just so you know, that's like, a police station.
And another Peggy Delaney special for you.
Thanks, Charlie.
Hi there, Charlie.
Mr. Bauer.
A coffee for me.
Oh, you bet.
So how's Nick?
Well, Nick is fine. You've been here all day?
Nope, just all afternoon. I needed to get away from the phones and all the office chitty-chat. The last couple of weeks have been a mess. I'm way behind. This is my third false start on a call.
So, I take it your domestic crisis is still ongoing. Amber's ex-boyfriend, Wedge, right?
She breaks off with the guy. It's all over, as far as Amber's concerned. Whatever it was. She comes down here to visit me. I just get her settled into this school. We have it for one term anyway. When suddenly this hulking 16-year-old from Vancouver shows up, penniless, bummed out, and desperate, saying he can't live without my daughter. I didn't know what he might do.
Could have been a psycho.
Well, he could have been. As it turned out, he was actually kind of a nice kid. God, never shuts up. Loves to talk about all kinds of abstract notions. Talk your ear off. Kind of a dreamer. I'm dumb as a post when it comes to real life.
Unlike the rest of us.
Right. Amber's not in love with him anymore, but she still loves him, you know. She believes in him. She said, he'll get his act together, Mom.
And then he disappears.
Mm-hmm. To 16 days now. And I feel like the Wicked Witch of the West, because I tried to hurry things up. Pass your plate over here.
Oh, thanks. But I'm really full.
Oh, no, you're not. Come on.
Give up, Wedge. She won't.
Okay. I give up. Thanks.
Terrific, huh?
Yeah, it's really good. Really. And thanks for inviting me over, too.
Better than eating a Yonge Street pizza and hanging out at the hostel?
Oh, yeah.
Good. That's good. By the way, your parents phoned again today.
Did they?
Mm-hmm. You didn't tell me. I just did.
Oh.
They're getting a little nutsy. They really want you to go home, Wedge.
I wouldn't pay too much attention to them. They're the nutsy type.
Wedge, maybe you should call them. You said you would, didn't you? It's not fair that Mom has to talk to them all the time.
I'll call them tomorrow. I'll put their minds, such as they are, at ease. I'll tell them I'm learning lots about life.
You're missing lots of school, Wedge. You could lose your whole year.
God, think of the tragedy of that.
Forget it, then.
Well, it seems to me, finishing up school is a lot better choice than a hostel in Toronto and that part-time job I got you with Bernie. Anyway, there's a plane ticket over there on the bureau. Your parents asked me to pick it up at this travel agency.
What?
His parents ordered it. I didn't. I'm just trying to help out.
You didn't tell me about that either.
When's it for?
This Saturday.
Oh, yeah?
Well, what do you think, Wedge? Do you think it makes sense?
You tell me.
I guess you've already got the ticket. I'll be back by Christmas if you still want to see me. You know, like, hang out with the rest of the gang and stuff like that.
Stuff like that? sure a long way from where we once were, eh, Amber?
Which?
Anyway, yeah, sure. Everything's cool anyway. Is that some pie I see out there?
And then, the next day, he disappeared. Amber's half out of her mind. And she thinks I was in cahoots with his parents.
Well?
Well. God, I should check my messages and get home. Amber wants to drive around again tonight looking for him.
Ooh, the joys of being a parent, eh?
Mom, it's been 7 hours. Why didn't you check your messages?
I know, I'm sorry. So what is it? Why couldn't you tell me over the phone? Amber? What's he done?
It's awful.
What?
I know, Wedge. He wouldn't do anything like that.
Like what? What?
They say he damaged some property, but it's not true.
What property?
This synagogue. But it's not true, Mom. It's just not true.
What kind of damage?
Spray paint.
You mean... swastikas? You mean kill the Jews? That kind of thing?
He wouldn't do that. He just wouldn't. Mom, you've got to help him.
What the hell is that?
Oh, God, they're back. Skinheads. They've been marching around outside all day. They're calling for Wedge like he's some kind of hero.
How does he know he's here? How does he know his name?
Because it's in tonight's Tribune. Look, with a picture and everything. Your own paper printed Wedge's name.
Well, we have to, honey. Oh, God. Somebody made a mess of that synagogue, didn't they?
Listen to them. Can somebody stop them?
What do you know? It is Peggy Delaney, isn't it?
Could be.
Of the Toronto Tribune, sure it is. I hate your bourgeois paper. Love you.
Well, same here. I know you from somewhere, don't I?
George Cooper Strong, commander of the Aryan Peace Brigade.
Of course. You look like a banker without your armband, George.
It's right here, in my pocket. Thought I recognized you. I saw you come in. If for some reason the police hate demonstrators actually coming inside the police station.
Hi.
Hi there.
George, this is my daughter, Amber. Amber, this is George Cooper Strong, commander of the Aryan Peace Brigade.
Aryan Peace Brigade?
The cops will spot me in a minute. Can I sit down?
You can explain what's going on.
It's a show of support for Wedge Thompson, a hero of our race, whose real crime is confronting Jew disinformation on the legitimate work camps of the Third Reich.
Oh, God.
A subject you really should investigate in your column, Peggy.
Do you know Wedge?
Of course.
He does not. That's a lie. Wedge wouldn't have anything to do with him. Don't even talk to him, Mom.
Amber, I am just...
You're trying to make things worse.
As a matter of fact, I've known Wedge for some, oh, I don't know.
You have not!
Whoa! Look, I'm not saying Wedge Thompson is a member of the Aryan Peace Brigade. Of course he's not. No. I met him at Horst Werner's place. You know, of course, our famous persecuted Horst Werner. He took young Wedge under his wing. I am sure that Horst will affirm
I'm going. To the bathroom.
Amber!
You know, you really should write a column about Wedge and his friend Horst Werner. I'd be pleased to help. Here's my number. And, I've just been spotted by two of Toronto's finest. Time to beat a strategic retreat. Back outside. Be sure to call me.
Maybe I will.
Thanks a lot, Mom.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Wedge, you know what the deal is. You've been released under my recognizance. You have to stay at our place until the Crown decides whether to charge you with inciting hatred or leave it at public mischief and vandalism. And in the meantime, you can't leave town.
Uh-huh.
Funny how that worked out, huh?
Mom, he didn't have anything to do with it.
I know. I'm just...
I don't blame you. I'm in a mess.
Yes, you are.
They fingerprinted him and everything. It's so unfair. They wouldn't even listen to him.
What happened to the side of your face, Wedge? cops?
No.
You should go to the hospital.
I don't want to. I'm all right, okay?
Okay.
So, who poked you?
Just these guys who jumped me last night.
Who were?
These two guys. They came running out of the dark, chased me up the street. The one guy yells, "Jewish Defense League." The other guy slugs me, I fall down. They kicked me a couple times, dragged me over to this office by this synagogue. A rabbi, they called him rabbi, he questioned me for a long time. I tell him I don't know anything, and then he calls the cops.
So, wrong place at the wrong time, then?
Yes.
Hmm. So, what were you doing? I mean, you're in North York in the middle of the night. And while we're at it, where have you been the last couple of weeks?
I've been looking all over for you.
Have you?
What do you think, dork?
Oh.
You weren't sleeping over at Covenant House? You quit work at Bernie's? We didn't know where you were.
I met some people. They had this squat in this abandoned warehouse. I was living there.
Oh, God. I told you, Mom.
But the police came in last night and kicked us out. So I went with this other guy up to his mother's place. She said he could stay, but not me. I didn't know where the hell I was. North York? There was just all these houses. They all looked the same. The streets all looked the same. It was dark. I was trying to find my way back to Yonge Street, then, like I said, these guys, they wouldn't listen to anything I said.
We will. Won't we, Mom?
Yes.
Mom will help us. She's real good at stuff like this. Aren't you, Mom?
I'll try.
As you can see, we're leaving the synagogue just as it is for now.
It's sickening. I mean, to see it for real up close.
These people, they want us to scurry around and sandblast these walls, repaint the doors, pretend nothing happened, and keep our mouths shut in the hope that it won't happen again. In truth, some of our own people would prefer to do just that. Why stir up any more trouble, they say. How can our history repeat itself here? How? It's ridiculous. Ignore them. They'll go away. Others, we're not so sure. We prefer to advertise this thing, at least for a few days, and to defend ourselves, and to pursue, and to prosecute, and to scream out our rage from the rooftops. Here, look at this one.
Hitler was right.
Eloquent in its simplicity, isn't it? It burns through all arguments, all civilization.
Rabbi, that kid you caught the other night, the one being charged with being part of this?
Yes.
How did you catch him in the first place? It was about 2 a.m, wasn't it?
We had information. Never mind how. That there was going to be an attack on another synagogue. We were watching there. Nothing happened. A group of us returned here and surprised about 5 of them in the act.
And the one you caught, this kid, you questioned him for almost 2 hours, didn't you? Why did you think he was one of them?
Why?
Yes, he wasn't a skinhead, was he? I mean, he didn't yell Nazi epithets at you, did he?
No.
Rabbi Epstein, I should have told you this right away. I'm not here for a story. This is personal. I know this kid, Wedge Thompson, and I really believe you've made a mistake. He was just passing by. He's a friend of my daughter's. He's visiting from Vancouver. He was lost, that's all. He was looking for Yonge Street.
He kept saying he didn't know anything about it.
Well, he didn't.
And he kept saying he was sorry.
What?
Over and over. He was just passing by. He didn't know anything. He was sorry. He was just passing by. He was sorry.
He was scared. Who wouldn't be? You held him for 2 hours. He was kicked in the head.
He was with the others. They all took off, running, scattered. He was the one we caught.
It just looked like that. He was running because he didn't know who you were. He thought he was going to be killed.
I don't think you heard me.
I didn't?
Defend. Pursue. Prosecute. He was one of them.
Cinderella cleaning. We're not here for a long time, but we're here for a clean time. If
That's right. What kind of spots? From a parrot. Well, I don't know. I've never run into that one before. Well, we can try. Yeah, just give me your address. Okay. Right, I'll have someone there first thing tomorrow. We'll be there. Thanks for calling. Well, thank you. Ugh, a parrot.
Hi, Bernie.
Well, look who's here.
You wouldn't believe what's been going on the last couple of days. I've got good news and I've got bad news.
Okay.
The good news is we found Wedge.
Oh, great.
The bad news is we found him in jail. He's been charged with being one of those cretins who spray-painted Beth Samuel the other night. His name was in the paper. Did you read about it?
No.
Well, he didn't do it. It's just a big screw-up. You know Wedge. But that numbskull, George Cooper Strong, Aryan Peace Brigade?
Oh, yeah.
He's complicating everything, trying to get some free publicity. And I was just over talking to this Rabbi Epstein from Beth Samuel. He won't budge on the charges, so it's this huge, incredible mess. God, all Amber's mother's instincts have come to the fore. She's like this 15-year-old lioness. Wedge's dad arrives tomorrow. I've already got him a lawyer, but... Oh, we'll need you as a character witness.
Whoa.
What? What is it? Bernie?
Well, it's just... You know when he quit work here?
Yeah, you said he just didn't show up one day.
Yeah, I know. But there was a little more to it than that.
Like what?
Just the fact that I'm gay. That I'm located right here in the middle of the gay village, that all my cleaners are gay. I wondered if it was going to be kind of a cultural shock for a kid like Wedge, you remember?
But I explained all that to him. He was all right with it, wasn't he?
Yeah, sure, for a while. And then I began to wonder if he was. Then, well, I knew he wasn't.
When?
The day he left. He said... He could no longer associate with degenerates.
Oh. You didn't tell me that.
No. Well, he was Amber's friend. She still loves the guy. And anyway, after he disappeared on her, it seemed beside the point.
I'm surprised.
I was surprised.
So, what do you think?
I don't know what to think. But... Given all this neo-Nazi business, the word does have a kind of a ring to it, doesn't it? Degenerate. Now, is that part of Wedge's vocabulary or somebody else's?
Thank you for agreeing to see me, Mr. Werner.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Of course, I'm unable to speak directly about my ongoing court case. Other than that, I'm quite pleased to discuss anything you might wish.
So, the Holocaust as hoax business. Must be quite lucrative. This is a lovely place.
It's adequate for a bachelor.
But you have staff. Do they live here?
Colleagues. Fellow historians. Students. Intellectuals. Sometimes they do, yes. But I'll tell you, the Holocaust business is much more lucrative to Jews than to anyone else. Israel itself wouldn't exist as it is today without the fantasy of the Holocaust. Western guilt built Israel and defends it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not so much interested in the cosmic picture today, Mr. Werner. What do you know about George Cooper Strong?
Other than that, he's an idiot, you mean?
Or is he?
Well, perhaps I speak a little harshly. He has the sickness.
What sickness is that?
The Führer sickness. That's what I call it. They all dream of being the next Führer. Little boys.
Well, speaking of which, did you hear about that 16-year-old kid, Wedge Thompson, who was arrested the other night for the attack on Beth Samuel Synagogue?
Yes. One of George's, do you suppose?
Well, strangely enough, I actually called Strong today, had a long talk with him, and he says the kid is one of yours. He says he met Wedge here on two occasions. Any comment?
Yes, I have a comment. He's trying to connect me to this crime. in order to complicate my legal situation, and thereby eliminate me. And do you know why? Because he thinks there's some great leadership struggle going on. He thinks he's involved in a coup. The man is dangerous, because he lives in a dream world.
And Wedge Thompson?
There's no law that prevents a man from taking on bright and inquisitive students, is there? But this particular young man? No. He broke the law, didn't he?
So they say. Which makes him a liability, doesn't it?
Does it? Now, what else would you like to discuss?
Have you got them?
Right in my hot little hands.
God, you've got great connections with the cops, Nick.
Yeah. We can't copy these tapes. We can't acknowledge we've even seen them. And I have to have them back to my buddy over at headquarters within the hour.
These are the right ones, huh? Police video surveillance of Horse Werner's last letter?
Yeah. The demonstration's outside. See? Same old thing. Jewish Defense League, Aryan Peace Brigade, assorted crazies.
There's George Cooper Strong, pretending to be a faithful supporter of Werner's. What a can of worms. Wait a minute. There. Go back.
What?
Just go back a bit. The camera pans so fast. I think... Oh, God.
What?
See that tall kid with the long black hair standing in the crowd? That's Wedge Thompson. Hi, Mom.
Hi.
Is Wedge here?
Uh-huh. Hi, Peggy.
Oh, what's the matter, Sammy? Are you hungry?
He shouldn't be. I just fed him. I think he's neurotic.
Mm-hmm. Would you like to see neurotic Wedge?
What do you mean?
What's wrong? I'm sorry, honey. I'm really sorry. I just saw some police surveillance tapes of the Aryan Peace Brigade at Horst Werner's trial.
What?
Werner came out of the courthouse. He crossed the street to talk to Strong, and there was our Wedge, big as life, standing right behind Strong.
No. Wedge?
And Werner reached out and patted Wedge's cheek like a little pet spaniel.
That's not true! Wedge!
Amber, he was there. I saw him. It's true. Right?
It's true.
Oh, my God.
So tell me, Wedge, did you sign up here or were you a fascist before you came?
No!
I can't believe this. I can't!
Amber, I'm...
Shut up, will you?
What happened, Wedge?
I just felt like I wanted to die, that's all. Amber, I knew even before I came down here I couldn't have you. But I just had to come anyway, to torture myself or something. I didn't have anything else. Talk to me, Amber. Can't you talk to me, please?
And
I just felt so lost, you know? I couldn't go back home. I couldn't go anywhere. And then these guys I met, they let me stay at their place. I knew what they were. I'm not stupid. I knew right away. But I didn't want to think. I just wanted to party, get drunk, wasted, you know? They were just shooting off their mouths. And then I met George Cooper Strong. And then I met Horst Werner. And he said I had it all wrong. He showed me that it was the values of our society, Jews and queers and degenerates of all kinds, that were screwing everything up.
Oh.
It wasn't me that was screwed up. It was the world I was trying to live in.
And you believed that?
It felt good to believe it. It made me feel better than before. It was something to believe in. Wasn't it?
And the night you were caught?
Some of Strong's guys picked me up. I didn't even know where we were going at first, what they were going to do.
How could you just shut your brain off? How could you hate people you don't even know and...
I'm trying to explain! I followed them up to the synagogue. they were already painting this huge red swastika. It was like blood running down the door. And I stood there. Frozen. Frozen. I couldn't believe I was there. I couldn't believe I was part of this. I felt sick. And then I heard all this shouting. Everybody was running away. I started to run, too. I wanted to run away from everybody. Everybody in the world.
I don't know you at all, do I?
Yes, you do.
No, I believed in you. I tried to understand everything you were going through, even when I didn't, because I felt responsible. And because I really cared for you. You want to run away from everyone in the world, do you, Wedge?
Only because I felt ashamed.
You scare me, Wedge.
Amber, why don't you spend the night at Bernie's? And tomorrow I can arrange some other accommodation for Wedge. Okay?
Yes.
You have been listening to The Wrong Place, the latest episode of Peggy Delaney by James W. Nichol. In the cast, Kyra Harper was Peggy, Katerina Scarsone was Amber, J.W. Carroll was Nick, John Stocker was Bernie, Daniel DeSanto was Wedge, William Colgate was Charlie, Simon Reynolds was George Cooper Strong, Jack Newman was Rabbi Epstein, and Guy Bannerman was Horst Werner. The music was composed and conducted by Milan Kimlicka. The recording engineers were John McCarthy and Drago Grandich. Sound effects were by Matt Wilcott and Anton Zabo. Leanne McDonald was the associate producer. The program was produced and directed in Toronto by Bill Howell, the executive producer of The Mystery Project. I'm Bob Boving, thanking you for listening.